Well, it's 5:25 Central African time, spot on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 24th of Muharram, 1445. Ustad, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Riyaz Hussein and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses number 35 and number 36. We're still carrying on with the incident episode of Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and the Pharaoh. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala granted him the two miracles. One is throw your stick and your staff, it will be transformed into a snake and serpent. And second one, take your arm out and from your meaning underarm and so forth, and then it will shine and glitter. He was dark in complexion, it will become whitish, and not because of any sickness or illness. He, Moses, said that these people have a charge against me, and they are saying that I committed murder, Allah forbid. But we all know it was not murder, it was something done unintentionally. And secondly, he requested, O Almighty Allah, my brother Aaron, Harun alayhi salatu salam, is much more eloquent than me, so let him come with me to reinforce me. So this is the response Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave to Moses, to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, chapter 28 and verse number 35. Qal, Almighty Allah states, Sanashuddu adudak, sanashuddu sanuqawwi. So we will reaffirm, we will reinforce, we will give you support. Adudaka, to your arm. To your arm meaning to your body and to your physical self, spiritual self. And you got nothing to worry about. Bi akhika, through your brother. Almighty Allah is one and alone, but various places and several places, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala uses the term we, and that is the royal pronoun, and that is to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. And Almighty Allah states, only we can do that. Nuhyi wa numit, we give life, we give death. Who can make the sun rise? Who can make the sun set? Million examples a person can take, our eyes, our ears, and our entire anatomy, and so forth. So we will give you that support structure. Then, وَنَجْأَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا وَنَجْأَلُ لَكُمَا حُجَّةً. We will give you the evidence and the proof, and you will have the authority. فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا. And they, the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, will not be able to reach you, meaning to cause you any harm. You're not going there with any arms, ammunition, or with the international army. The two of you are going with the message of truth, so don't worry, and they will never be able to harm you and reach you. Bi ayatina, you go there with our signs. Now don't make a mistake. While the Pharaoh was alive, then there was no Torah. The Torah only came into existence by the Gharqi Fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh, and he was dispatched to the hellfire forever and eternally. So, yebi ayatina means, with the miracles we have conferred upon you. Antuma, the two of you, O Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, وَمَنِتَّبَأَكُمَا, and whosoever follows you immaculately. So, وَمَنِتَّبَأَكُمَ الْغَالِبُونَ, you will be victorious, you will overcome them, and you will overcome the odds. Every time there is a conflict, yesterday, last year, from time immemorial, today, in the future, the truth will always prevail. Remember that. Whether it is one person or whether it is a small group of people, but the truth will always prevail. And the people who are on batil, on falsehood, will always be humiliated, disgraced. That is the Quranic system. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Anybody, any organization, any country on batil and falsehood, it must perish. Ja al haqq wa zahaq al batil. When Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarrama in Ramadan, the 20th of Ramadan, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, with the stick Mubarak, with the rod Mubarak, the staff Mubarak, the asa, he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was removing all these idols and reciting this verse, the truth has come and the falsehood has perished. So today also we will see people sitting on the fence, one leg here, one leg there. When you sit on the fence, then you are committing a major offense, and then the people know that you are a two-faced person and you are disgraced by both parties. Now Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, both of them are prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah, enter the royal palace now of the Pharaoh, his cabinet, his caucus, and his army and what have you. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. So hence, when Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, came to them, obviously with Nabi Harun alayhi salam, but the prominent person, the leader, is Nabi Musa alayhi salam. With our miracles, our signs that we conferred to Moses, and clear signs, any person who does not have a jaundiced eye will accept it. Qalu. So this is an old trick, you must remember, that the enemies always use. When they cannot break your arguments, then they will tell you that personal assassination, character assassination. So that is what they did. They said, the Pharaoh and his comrades and his spokesperson, as people like to use the term nowadays, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُفْتَرًا. This is nothing but is sorcery, is magic, is jadu, and is sihr, muftara, concocted, fabricated. وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. And we never heard of this in our forefathers' time. We are following the Pharaoh as our forefathers used to do. So like how in time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they said, قَدْ وَجَدْنَا آبَائَنَا. We followed our, found our forefathers doing this, following, worshipping the idols, so we're doing the same. And you telling us there's only one deity, one supreme God, one supreme being, Almighty Allah, أجعل الآلهة إله واحدة, إن هذا لشيء عجاب. That this is something very strange, that there's only one divine being, one supreme being. So it's very similar, their arguments. And today when you interact with non-Muslims, you will see they bring about the same argument. It is not an academic argument. Remember, it is based on emotions, that we telling you, everybody, everything in the universe is makhluk, is created. And there is only one khaliq, one creator. Who created the sun? Who created the moon? Who gave you eyes, ears, tongue, and everything else from head to toe? Who gave us the oxygen? And million examples you can give. So let us take you now to the news, views, and interviews, and inshallah, then we are keep abreast with what's happening locally, nationally, and internationally. China may be preparing to take over Taiwan. Taiwan and China, 70 years now have passed. And remember, obviously, America, the Western countries want Taiwan, must remain totally independent, remember, of China. China say that Taiwan is part of China, and we will take it over, even by force, if need be. So let's see what plays out there. On the other side, we see China and America, the planes now and the flights are increasing both ways, from China to America, America to China. So one side they curse one another, and other side they cooperate with one another. You see, this is what they call free press. This is what they call democracy. YouTube banned Scott Ritter. Now, Scott Ritter is supporting Russia and is telling them that you NATO, you America, and you Europe, you are the guilty party. Remember this, that Putin warned you so many a times. Don't come here by my doorstep and by my border. Then you will see big problems. And he's speaking the truth. So therefore, now what they do, because the truth is always unpalatable, unacceptable, and the truth is very bitter, so now they ban him, Scott Ritter. How many times in the past also he spoke the truth? He told you about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were fabrication and lies, but yet Bush and Blair, the war criminals, they should be hanged in public if you have Islamic law. Remember, but who would listen to him? South Africa is backing Iran's membership. Iran likes to do things from the backdoor business. Therefore, husband-wife relationship also, they say, if you commit sodomy with your wife, it is permissible. Remember that. That are the kuffar, Shia's mentality, 100% non-Muslim, non-mukafir, kuffar they are. So, now they beg South Africa. South Africa, you must back us in the conference as well, the BRICS summit and conference. So, that is what South Africa is going to do. You know how South Africa operates. They will tell the chor to come and steal, and they'll tell the owner the chor is coming, the crook is coming. They play both ways. You know how it is. Niger. Now see, I want to show you Western hypocrisy, how the double standards work and so forth. So in Niger, call it whatever you want to. So now America, France, the Western countries, the international countries, as they like to call themselves, say this is a coup, and that person, the deposed president, Bazoum, must be brought back inside and so forth and reinstated. We want democracy. We want human rights. So the question we pose to America, the question we pose to France and Britain and all these puppets there, you see, in the first time in the history of Egypt, they had a free and fair election. And who won it? Muhammad Morsi, Hafiz, President Muhammad Morsi, Rahimahullah, a Shaheed. So he won it fair and square. There was no argument about it. But then you got the Pharaoh Sisi came, and after 1 year, he overthrew him. And then they said that is the right guy. This is the democracy we want. So I'm asking you, the same thing happened in Egypt, but you, America, are supporting the Pharaoh and Sisi. He's 100% murtad out of the fold of Islam, and he has taken the Muslim rulers and the Muslim party and so forth, the Ikhwan Muslim Brotherhood, and so many thousands of them in jail. He has murdered 1,000 people and so forth. Go study the history of Egypt, but see what the Westerners do. They are 100% haramis. Therefore, they support Israel also to the hilt, because they have that hidden agenda. So Niger, Burkina Faso, Mali, we salute you. Anybody kicks out America, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody kicks out the French or any other harami, Britain or Sunak's people, we will support you, remember that. See what the Germans are saying. The anti-Russian sanctions have destroyed Germany. You see that? How many Western countries today are suffering? You look at Sunak and you look at Britain, UK, the inflation rate is going, increasing every day almost. regarding Nigeria, yesterday Jummah time, Friday, Jummah Friday Salat, a masjid collapsed in Nigeria. 7 people passed away. They all are shuhada and martyrs. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Ethiopia, very good. Ethiopia is raiding all the clubs and all the hotels where the gay business is going on, where the lesbian business is going on, and locking them up. 100%, we agree with you. Imran Khan is in jail, he's in cell C. His wife Bushra went to visit him yesterday or day for yesterday. She says that externally he looks a bit okay, you understand? Obviously, all the messages floating around that he's being tortured and all that is a bit of exaggeration there as well. You know, today with artificial intelligence, you can do so many things, but he is being treated badly. There is no question about it. And we know the Pakistan government is Choroki Hukumat, bunch of thugs and crooks without exception. So you must remember that if they have a free and fair election, it will be a landslide victory. So things are going to still get very, very intriguing and very, very controversial still in Pakistan. We make dua, Almighty Allah protects them. Listen to India. India Modi ji, the biggest criminal in the world, according to Google. Just put in your Google and see who is the world's biggest criminal, and you will see whose name comes. So now BJP say they want to revisit and they want to bring about amendments to the penal code and so forth. So they say that they want to restore the rights of women and of children, but you see what you are doing to the Muslim woman. You are hitting them with all your batons, and you are raping them. And how many of them have been raped? How many Muslims have been killed? How many mosques have been demolished? And therefore you have a person who's not a Muslim, and you can go and read his article and listen to him, and his name, I hope I pronounce it correctly, Ravish Kumar. So he is against Modi and the BJP, and he says that what is happening there now, we can never allow it. So at least some of the Hindus who have that quality of justice and are speaking the truth, they're coming out and they're speaking the truth. Rohingya Muslims, again, things very bad for them. They're being oppressed, we must remember, by the military, the army. So many of them trying to escape, and then remember they drown. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on them. Khalilur Rahman Hebron, we see that the Palestinians are at the bottom on the land sand, and the Israelis stealing, occupying upstairs, and then they throw their garbage, they throw their dirt, everything on the Palestinians, and that is the only democracy in the Middle East. Remember, that is why you find that Israel and Hizb al-Shaytan, as Yusuf Qardawi used to say, Rahimahullah, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi learned the bitter lesson. He used to speak about unity between Sunnis and Shias. When he visited Iran and he saw in Kashan what the Iranian Kufar regime have done, they built a shrine and a mausoleum and a mazar for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then he changed his tune and started calling Hizbullah Hizbul Shaitan. So we also call them Hizbul Shaitan. So the Hizbul Shaitan and Israel, both haramis as far as we're concerned. So remember, are flexing their muscles. They say they're preparing for war. And we know that it will be today, the 32nd week consecutively, the Jutlas will be marching in Tel Aviv and Beersheba and Haifa against the harami government and illegitimate government of the Himar, Ben-Gvir the donkey, and the war criminal Smotrich and Bibi. Bibi, the only way he can save himself is to make a deal with Saudi Arabia. And remember, that side is a murtad MBS, this side is a war criminal. So that is what they play the game. Biden senior and junior, Hunter Biden, big problems. Hunter Biden was playing games there in, remember, Russia, and he was bringing in millions, and the Biden family were benefiting from it. So now the roost, all the chickens are coming home to roost. You see that the Republican Party found all the evidence. Hawaii, they told us it is a paradise. And remember, 67 people dead already, people sleeping outside. They can't even come back. They used to call it the paradise. Almighty Allah shows them who is in charge. And now your paradise has turned into an inferno and become a Jahannam and hell for you. So they don't know that the governor there says it will take them years and years to recover. You must remember that. And thereafter, Sunak. Sunak is so mixed up, confused. Oh, his fuses are blown, you must remember. He says the amount of AI companies, artificial intelligence companies we have in Europe, Britain and UK has the most. What you forgot, you're no more part of Europe. You went for Brexit and you are not even a president, a prime minister. You became a prime minister based on default, Sunak. So remember, don't make a fool of yourself. And thereafter, remember that yesterday, Jumma, we translated the khutbah of Sheikh Mahir Mu'aqili, and I even commented it was a good khutbah. And thereafter, remember, I translated straight after the sermon, made dua, and went away. Then all the news started filtering in that Sheikh Mahir, even he just finished the khutbah but didn't make dua, and he said Aqimis Salah. He took me by surprise. That's the time he started feeling dizzy already, and then he read a portion of Surah Fatiha, and then he collapsed because of high pressure and, you know, dehydration. It's very hot there. So remember that Sheikh Sudesh took over. You call this, O Ummah, learn all these things. Istikhlaf. Therefore, fools and people who don't know issues must not stand behind the Imam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith authentic in Tirmidhi, liyaliyanni minkum ulul ahlami wa nuha. People who have intelligence as far as Sharia goes, the laws of Islam go, they must stand behind the Imam. So if something happens, then they can just take over. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is assassinated, stabbed by Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. He collapses, the blood is oozing out. Abdurrahman, remember, that goes in front and reads the Salat and so forth. So you call it istikhlaf. So that is what Sudais did. He went in front and continued with the Salat. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala give Sheikh Mahir complete shifa, and this shows what, how weak we are as mortals. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday we announced Jummah time, we announced, and the response was phenomenal. And again I'm announcing, remember, we've got two petitions running. One petition against Modi ji. We don't want him to come to South Africa. And if he comes to South Africa, then he must be arrested. And we salute our lawyers, our advocates, our attorneys, our senior counsel, and brother Salman Khan, he's an activist regarding India and Kashmir. That all Almighty Allah make it easy. We need to name them and shame them. And then mashallah, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah of the Majlis, so he has prepared mashallah the document, everything. Every Muslim, true Muslim, must, and remember, is compulsory and wajib upon us to object against the marriage bill that is being proposed by the government, and they are scholars for dollars and so forth. So we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. So we must sign that petition and send it, remember that. Send it to that Moses, the address is there, and send a copy to the Majlis so we can prepare a proper dossier and make our case very strong. Yesterday the response I received was phenomenal. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So when you send me a message, just write there Modi Majlis, Majlis Modi, and first put Majlis, then put Modi MM, so petition, and then we will send it to you. Sign it, is the weekend, do something constructive, use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today between 7 and 9 is brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and between 6 and 8 tonight will be Nat Kirat with brother Suleiman Esop. And anybody wants last night's program of Yusha Tayyab and Salman Khan and the MP Manzoor Ahmed, so I sent it out already last night. But if anybody else wants it, then just contact me, 071 888-1184. You must send me a WhatsApp message, not a SMS, because from SMS then I can't send you all these things. It's a long story, I don't know how to do all these things. So you must remember that. Just send me a WhatsApp, keep it short and sweet, and we will send you everything, inshallah. 071-888-1184.
Somebody says that, why can't the people of India not wake up and smell the coffee that Modi is an evil man leading them to destruction, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we are the evil men. Look at the Arab countries. Majority of the rulers are not even Muslim. So what bigger evil? This is worse than treason in Islam. A person was born a Muslim. He left Islam for the glitter glamour of this worldly life. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation regarding the teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Man baddala deenahu Faqtulu. When people become an apostate, they were Muslim, they embrace Islam, and subsequently they denounce Islam, for them is a death penalty. Take 100 leaders in the Muslim countries, Arab countries, majority of them are murtads out of the fold of Islam, leave non-Muslims. I'm speaking of Muslim, so-called Muslim. So that is what you see in the world today, the evil man. You know why? It's a simple strategy that masses are asses. Remember that they sweet talk them into it, and the people are gullible. They start believing all these kind of things here. How you think the Maulvis get away with it and so forth? There they come with sweet, sweet lectures. You must remember these kind of things, and they tell the people what the people like to hear. No TV permissible, thirst permissible. You must remember closing the mosque permissible. Shias and Sunnis, we all brothers and so forth. So they speak that lingo, and remember the gift of the gab they got. So therefore they fool and deceive the people. What you think Modi does? He's dressed in his Indian garb, and then he picks up his hand. You will think that he is one of the most humble people, but he's got an agenda, and everybody can see that now in the world.
Somebody says, Ustad, what Pharaoh did not know about Joseph? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
So you must remember this. We must believe as Muslims, Hidayat through guidance. That guidance that enters the inner recesses of a person's heart only comes from Almighty Allah. Even Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could not give guidance to his beloved uncle Abu Talib. Innaka la tahdi man ahbab. That you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you could not give guidance to your uncle, man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha, but he, Almighty Allah jalla wala, will guide whomsoever he wishes. So innaka la tahdi man ahbab. So Almighty Allah mentioned this in chapter 28, surah Qasas, verse number 56. So similarly, whether it's Moses, also in Egypt, whether it's Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, or Jacob who came there afterwards, when the entire family reconciled. So they all were speaking the truth, but the Pharaoh and the Ten Pot dictators felt that our power is receding. We will lose power. So how must we do? We must reject the message and the messengers, just like Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl was asked privately by Walid bin Mughira and them, is Prophet Muhammad on the truth? He said 100%. Is the Quran the truth? He said 100%. So if all this is the truth, then why are we fighting? He said, you simple Simon, we are all belonging to the Quraysh. And they, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, belong to the Banu Hashim. They belong to the Banu Hashim tribe. We belong to the Banu Makhzum tribe. If we're going to accept them, we'll be left with nothing. So then it became a tribal warfare, and that is why they rejected. So similarly today, people know what is the truth, but they oppose it because they feel they will lose their power and their perks and that have you. So you see that everywhere in the world. So that is why we must learn to embrace the truth, even though we make sacrifices in the process.
I see the brother says, hi, I'm Prasad, so I'm anti-Islam, and I don't like anyone who's a Muslim. Am I not entitled for my own opinion? I don't like your show, but I just wanted to voice my opinion. But I won't message you again after this. Prasad is my name, and Hinduism will rise. Ustad.
Yes, Prasad, you're not being honest to yourself that you're listening to my show. And therefore, you know what we speak. And therefore, you want to sway me, you want to sway Islam. All that is your choice, my brother. You see, Prasad, my brother, you know AK-47. And now you know me, AK, right? So, we don't accept AK-47 to be powerful. We accept AK-255. Now, you, Prasad, you must go to the Google and just insert there Quran made easy, translation of Quran, commentary of Quran, whatever you want to write. And go to chapter 2 and verse 255, that is AK, Ayatul Kursi, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. And then go to the next verse, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 256, La Ikraha Fiddeen. There is no compulsion in religion. No Muslim in the world is entitled to go to a Jew, a Christian, a Hindu, atheist, and put a gun at his head, an AK-47 or AK-45 or whatever, or take some sword or whatever and impose it upon that person, you must become a Muslim. It is your choice, my brother. You hate me, you hate Islam. That is your right. You must remember that. But we, as Muslims, will still pray for you that Almighty Allah must show you the true light and so forth. Now let us see, my brother, you say Hinduism will rise. Now let me ask you three questions, Prasad. In your India, Mother India, you have got the caste system. You got the Dalits there. I've been 6-7 times to India, right? So you can't come teach me about them. I know more about India than you, Prasad. So let me tell you a few things. So if you go to India, you will find the Dalits, the untouchables. You will find the people right on top. Some of them, they urinate on the Dalits. I don't say all. Some of them, they urinate on them. Some of them catch their women and rape them and gang rape them and so forth. And there's nothing done. Is that the Hinduism you are talking about? Is that the Hinduism you are talking of, the RSS and Modi, that where you rape 10,000 women, where you demolish our mosque and so forth? Is that the Hinduism that will rise? If that is the case, you know Google got nothing to do with Islam, Prasad. Then you press there on Google, who is the world's biggest criminal? And you will see your leader, Narendra Modi, his name comes. So I'm sorry to say, majority of the Hindus, even today, I believe, you must remember, they don't support Modi. Modi is running the country with the Hindutva, with the nationalistic fascist movement. Why? Because you must remember the army, the police are with him, and this Arab idiot rulers are with them, and the West is with him. So that is how they run, you must remember. Otherwise, the true Hindu, he will never stand with Modi. Yesterday, three Hindus told us they don't want him, Modi, to come to South Africa. So that is our story. My brother Prasad, I leave you with a parting shot. Stand for truth and stand for justice. The religion you choose, that is your choice. We will teach you the truth, but you must make the final decision.
I see Brother Anesh says, please, Prasad, don't voice your opinion. Ustad Anesh.
You see that, my brother Prasad? You see what happened now? So you spoke certain things, and your own brother of the Hindu faith, Anesh, is telling you, rather keep quiet and don't make us fools, please, man.
I've got your Hebrew brother. He says that we come in peace, AK. You guys never learn. First was Afia Siddiqui. She got locked up. Then was Abu Akila, who was shot. And now Mr. Imran Khan, locked up again. Can you not see, AK, who's wrong and who's right? Hebrew brother, we come in peace. Ustad.
You don't come in peace. You know, you're even ashamed to say you're a Jutla. So say this, repeat now after me. I am a Jutla. I am a Jew. I am belonging to those people who are cursed by Almighty Allah. And I don't come in peace. Yes, P-E-A-C-E, I don't come in that. I come to steal and occupy the pieces of land of Palestine. You harami, you cursed nation. This is what Allah says about you. What you did, you said, Almighty Allah is stingy. Ghullat aydihim wa lu'inu bima qalu. Almighty Allah made you stingy and cursed you. Your leader, BB, the war criminal, goes to Washington in the White House, he and his wife, to get their linen and get their clothing and underpants and all that washed there during Trump's time. Is that the message of peace, you harami, you got? Second one, you are murderers of prophets and messengers. Who murdered, you must remember, Zacharias? Who murdered John the Baptist? Who tried to assassinate Jesus, Prophet Jesus and Prophet Muhammad? Who is trying to kill the Palestinians now if it is not your Ben Gwe, the big donkey, and you supporting him, your brains and your rifle, or where your brains are? And third one, who changed the whole Torah? If it's not your scholars and your rabbis, you are a curse to humanity. Remember that. Therefore, brother, in peace, P-I-E-C-E. Our job as Muslims, our job as Mujahideen is one. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You go there, you are proud that you murdered Shirin Abu Akila. Shame on you. You should hang your heads in shame because your brains is in your rifle. So next up, inshallah, is the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter, inshallah, the Adhan, and thereafter, Mawlana Khalid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.